and it's time now for the Sunny Side of Sports with Sunny Young. Happy Monday, Sunny.
Happy Monday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you have some kudos for a South African golfer.
Kim, here's a Sunny Side of Sports salute to South African golfer Trevor Fisher Jr., who won his first European title over the weekend on home soil. The 35-year-old Fisher, who is from Johannesburg, captured the Africa Open tournament in East London, South Africa. Reporter Mark Tompkins tells us more from the East London Golf Club.
South Africa's Trevor Fisher Jr. is the Africa Open champion after a fine final round 64 to leave him in total at 24 under par and a victory by 5 shots over the Englishman Matt Ford, who secured his best finish since joining the European Tour after coming through Q School at the 10th time of asking last year. He shot a 67 on the final day, but Fisher proved to be too good. Third place went to Eduardo de la Riva, Jorge Campillo and Morten Oren Madsen, who all had excellent rounds of 66 to close out the tournament. England's John Parry secured his best finish of the year as well in sixth place, tied with Jaco van Sale, who just fell away on the final day with a round of 70. But this was all about Trevor Fisher Jr.'s fine performance, 17 under for two rounds over the weekend.
It feels lovely, geez, I can't believe it. It's been a long time coming, you know, I've been pro for many, many years and you know, just to win like this, you know, obviously in South Africa, it's always it's always special, any event that you win. This week just worked out well for me, you know, just played well, you know, everything happened, the balls fell in, so it was just a great, great week.
And if there were any nerves around today, they certainly didn't show.
Jeez, you actually, you know, thank goodness you can't see the nerves, but they were there, you know, especially the last 4 holes, it was quite tough, but I just held on and just try to keep it smooth and, you know, everything worked out.
Winning a co-sanctioned event, this is life-changing for you now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice. You know, you can get to, you know, obviously plan, you know, what you want to do and where you want to go and all that. And it helps me with the family, you know. I've got 2 kids and a wife at home, so it always helps and I can take them with me if I want now. So it's amazing.
And nice today just to get yourself a little bit of a cushion going on as well when you knew Matt was right behind you.
Yeah, so I knew if I could just get to 4 or 5 shots clear, you know, obviously with 3 or 4 to play, you know, then, I mean, I'd rather be in that position than be one behind. So, but I mean, he fought well and he played well. You know, fortunately, I just think, you know, that putt on the par 5, I made a great birdie, 2 putt, and then 16 as well. So it just worked out well, you know. I just have to just thank a few people now while I have the opportunity. Please, got to thank Shuxin, you know, for all the great product. It's been great. The ball's amazing. And, you know, thank you to Supergroup as well. Obviously, with your support, I wouldn't be here. And, you know, just thanks to East London and the Nomads and, you know, Sunshine Tour, European Tour, and obviously the city of East London. The guys have done a great job here. It's always special to come here. And I'll see you guys next year.
A worthy winner as he gets his European Tour card and secures his first victory in a Sunshine Tour European Tour co-sanctioned event. He won by 5 shots from England's Matt Ford.
Thanks, Mark. That's reporter Mark Tompkins in East London, South Africa. VOA! I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
And when you visit VOAnews.com, make sure you check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog, in which I write about a variety of sporty topics. Zimbabwe was officially eliminated from the Cricket World Cup over the weekend. The Chevrons from Zimbabwe lost to Ireland by 5 runs in Hobart, Australia. Zimbabwe was chasing Ireland's total of 331 for 8, but the Chevrons were bowled out for 326 with 3 balls remaining to become the first test-playing nation to be ruled out of contention for a place in the quarterfinals. It was Zimbabwe's 4th loss in 5 matches at the Cricket World Cup. Zimbabwe captain Brendan Taylor.
We've been very disappointing. There's no doubt about that. We came here to win three games, and we haven't done that. And there's been positions against South Africa, against Pakistan, even against West Indies. You know, positions that we could have got over the line if we're a little bit smarter as batters. Hold all our catches, you know, put our bodies on the line when we're fielding. And at times we've been very sloppy, and that's come back to haunt us. So we played some excellent cricket for 80% of the time we've been here, and I think that 20% has been the difference, and that's why we're not going to progress.
Brendan Taylor talks about Zimbabwe being very sloppy at times. The Zimbabwe captain is very critical of his team's fielding.
I think we're just shambolic, to be honest, in the field. And you know, you can't give a batsman three chances. Of course, and he's going to get a big 100 and lay the foundation for his team. So, again, we've dropped chances at crucial times. And, you know, that was the difference between Ireland and us. I think they were more hungry. I think they were a bit more energetic. And, you know, they probably wanted a little bit more, hence why they got over the line.
Zimbabwe will wrap up play at the Cricket World Cup on March 14th. When they play top-of-the-table India in Auckland, New Zealand. India has the maximum 8 points from 4 matches in the Pool B table. Zimbabwe's neighbor, South Africa, is the other African team at the Cricket World Cup, and the Proteas of South Africa look like they'll advance to the quarterfinals. The South Africans lost to Pakistan by 29 runs over the weekend. But South Africa has 3 wins, and they're second in the Pool B table behind India with 6 points. South Africa will play its final pool match on Thursday against the United Arab Emirates in Wellington, New Zealand.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the voice of America. A female athlete from Nigeria proved to be one of the big stars at the just-concluded African Junior Athletics Championships in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma reports.
Nigerian Ese Brume set a women's long jump championship record of 6.33 meters on Sunday. She also won the triple jump, a 100-meter bronze medal, and anchored Nigeria's 4x100-meter relay in a championship record of 44.83 seconds. Other female Nigerian gold medalists are Praise Idamadudu, Temidayo Osinbajo, Ayomide Amusun, and Olua Teosin Adeloye in 200 meters heptathlon, 100-meter hurdles, and 400 meters respectively. South Africa Giselle Mangaman, Joanne van Dijk, Marlies Higgins, and Monique Wagner won the 400-meter hurdles, javelin, high jump, and discus. Ethiopian Dawit Seyaum and Kenyan Stella Ruto triumphed in women's 1500 meters and 3000 meters steeplechase. Meanwhile, Nigerian defending champion Divine Oduduru retained his 200-meter title, won 100 meters, and anchored Nigeria's men's victorious 4x100-meter relay. Kenyans Patrick Rono and Anthony Kipto won 800 meters and 1500 meters. South African Larry Lombard, Algerian Haitham Sebat, Nigerian Abdullahi Bashiru, Botswana's Karabo Sibanda, and Tunisian Sefedin Mejri won 400-meter hurdles, triple jump, 110-meters hurdles, 400 meters, and pole vault respectively. Ethiopian Yomif Atomsa and Mamo Woldu triumphed in men's and women's 5,000 meters as Regese Shumi and Mitiku Kbelete won women's 800 meters and 500 5,000-meter race walk. Egyptian Mohamed Magdi set the only African junior record at this championship with a 20.66-meter effort in shot put. Other Egyptian winners are Baha Khalil and Mohamed Mahmoud in javelin and 10,000-meter race walking, as Ishmael Ahmed and Isra Mohamed won men's and women's hammer throw. Botswana and Nigeria triumphed in men's and women's 4x100-meter relays. At the end of the four-day championship, defending champions Nigeria topped the medal table with 12 golds, 8 silver and 8 bronze medals. South Africa is second, Ethiopia third. They are followed by Egypt, Kenya, Algeria, Botswana, Morocco, Uganda, then Tunisia. Ivory Coast, Namibia and Zimbabwe are jointly 11th, as Madagascar, Republic of Congo and Zambia share 14th spot.
Thanks, Mark. That's our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma. In pro basketball, French star Tony Parker scored a season-high 32 points Sunday to lead the defending NBA champion San Antonio Spurs to a 116-105 victory over the visiting Chicago Bulls. The Spurs needed the scoring outburst from Parker in a game in which veteran star Tim Duncan failed to score a basket from the field. It marked the first time that's happened in Duncan's brilliant 18-year career, a record-setting streak that lasted 1,310 games. Duncan missed all 8 of his shots from the field, and he scored 3 points, all on free throws. On the plus side, it was the 5th consecutive win for the Spurs. Elsewhere around the NBA, the Oklahoma City Thunder stormed past the visiting Toronto Raptors 108-104. Star guard Russell Westbrook had a game-high 30 points for Oklahoma City. In other NBA results, the Golden State Warriors were winners at home, beating their California State rival, the Los Angeles Clippers, 106-98. The Warriors lead the NBA with a record of 49 wins and 12 losses. Elsewhere, the other winners on Sunday evening were the Orlando Magic, the Charlotte Hornets, and the Utah Jazz, as well as the Dallas Mavericks. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.